It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
It's not always easy being a dad.
Where's the fairy princess coming?
Any minute now.
What? What do you mean she's not coming?
But it's always worth it.
It's fairy
princess! It is I!
Groove! Zinkelbell!
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
I know it's really you, Drew. I'm just pretending for the other kids.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
And with that, we welcome you to Benedictine Women's Basketball this evening here on CARE Radio, as tonight, the Lady Ravens in Des Moines, Iowa, and they're being hosted by the Grandview Lady Vikings. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph back at the CARE Sports Studio handling all of the complicated technical stuff from our producer and our engineer. Tom Counts with you as the Benedictine Lady Ravens enter the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Basketball Tournament and win one of eight teams left seeking the conference postseason championship. The other game going on, this is going to be a 6 o'clock game, obviously. We're about a minute, 2 minutes away from it getting underway. The other game going on around the conference is at 6 o'clock is Evangel at Clark. We've talked about what a horrific trip that is to go from Springfield all the way to Dubuque, Iowa. It is a massive, massive undertaking. So that game is going to be getting underway at 6 o'clock. And then the two 7 o'clock games, Mount Mercy is at Mid-America Nazarene, and it'll be Missouri Valley at Central Methodist. So we've got other games going on around the conference also here this evening, and we'll be keeping close tabs on all of that as the evening moves along. Tell you what, that all said, how about we introduce the starters for the two teams here tonight? What do you say? First of all, for Grandview and fourth season head coach Kelly Greenway. Don't be deceived by the fourth season head coach. She has been, you know, almost a co-head coach for many years here at Grandview and is an integral part of this whole system here. She is going to be starting this evening. Mackenzie, is that right? It's going to be McKenna Monahan, a 5'8" senior from Silver Lake, Minnesota. You're going to have Ellie Ringsdorf. She is a sophomore, 5'6", out of Red Oak, Iowa. Shannon Pisney. Now, there's a name that you're going to be wanting to pay close attention to. I'm sure you're going to hear it a lot today. 5'9" senior from Lime Springs, Iowa. Moving down the lineup, you will find 5'9" freshman from Fonda, Iowa. That's going to be Ella Larson. And rounding it out in the middle is Brianna Payne. She's their 6-foot senior forward out of Maxwell, Iowa. So look at that roster, and you can tell that these players are recruited very well at home and around the Iowa area, and they like to go to Grandview from up in that neck of the woods. Tell you what, for the Benedict and Lady Ravens and 20th season head coach Chad Folsom, Benedictine is going to be going with the starting five that we've grown quite accustomed to here in the second half of the season, with Kennedy Nicholson running the ball, clip at the point spot. She is a 5'6" freshman out of Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. You'll find then for Benedictine, Aaliyah Raines from Jeff West High School in Meriden, Kansas. Aaliyah is a junior at 5'8". Going to the front line, you'll find Skylar Washington playing the three, the senior from Gardner Edgerton High School in Gardner, Kansas. She's 5'10". Allie Brzezowski will play the four spot. It's 6'1" from Hera, Oklahoma. She's a senior. And running it out at the post for Benedictine this evening, standing 6'2", the senior from Maple Plain, Minnesota, it's Natalie Samarin. So for Benedictine, Nicholson, Raines, Samarin, Washington, and Brzezowski. For Grandview, it'll be Monahan, Ringsdorf, Pisney, Larson, and Bain. Benedictine is going to be in its traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. For Grandview, it is going to be the home white with red. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Tip-off for Lady Raven Tournament Basketball coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Welcome back again to Benedictine Basketball on CAIR Radio this evening, KAIRFM Horton, Atchison. Lady Ravens, the first team to come out of the court. Tonight's contingent of Benedictine fans, they have a core group of fans that they just don't miss, and they show up for their games, and it is always tremendous to see the support and the people who follow these Lady Ravens. Coming into the center circle to jump it off for Benedictine, it is going to be Skylar Washington. And for Grandview, it is going to be 6 foot Brianna Bain. We are set to go. Hope you enjoy it. Lady Raven basketball here on CAIR Radio this evening. And as the ball goes up the tip of the way, it'll be controlled down by Grandview. And we're underway. Benedictine will start with a player defense. We're going to see that from them a good part of the night. Now the skip pass down to the baseline. They try to get a little entry pass into the middle, and it's going to get away. And the Ravens are going to have it back from deep in the backcourt. And here's something that I will tell you is so outstanding about Grandview is their pressure defense. They will press all the way up and down the court. They will press the inbound in the backcourt. They force a ton of turnovers. They cause teams trouble getting it across the timeline. Their defense is high pressure, and it's high pressure all the time. Ravens are going to lob underneath the crossover. Knock on the floor with it is going to be Samarin. She'll lean in, go up, and turn it over with the travel. Natalie taking the ball, or rather, I'm with Allie. Natalie taking the ball on the left side and had a shot, but I don't think realized the proximity to the rim. And so, half a minute into the ball game, each team has had a possession. No one has put anything on the board yet. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Quickly back down court with the basketball. Grandview will drive into the middle. A falling away shot is up. It's no good. But McKenna Monahan has been fouled. That's going to be the first foul of the ball game for Benedictine's Aaliyah Raines. So Raines will pick up her first foul this evening. And it is going to be free throws coming up here. Shot is going to be up and good. And at the free throw line, Shannon Pisney will hit her first one. She's got one more shot coming up here. It is 1-0 Grandview. Second shot is up. It's no good. Benedictine coming out with a rebound. A minute into the ballgame, Lady Ravens moving into the forecourt, and again, Pat Ravens having a hard time beating that pressure. Finally, they'll get it across, and no, they don't. They're going to get a 10-second violation. We talk about it, already talked about it here in the first minute, the pressure defense. This is what caused the Ravens trouble, and Benedictin lost when they played up here about a month ago. Lost by almost 20, and they had trouble with the pressure in that one. Let's see if they've gotten any changes made to handling that. Grandview back with the basketball, leading it 1-0 here in the very early portion of the ball game. Lob pass over to the right side, just outside the block. They'll kick it back off on top. Shot clock is rolled down to 10. Driving into the lane, kicking across the reverse layup is going to be up and good. The bucket to Ella Larson. So Larson hits the driving shot, and the Ravens trail now 3-0. We're at 8:20 to go in the first quarter. Back up court, Benedictin, and out top side with it is Kennedy Nicholson. Should dish it over to the right side. The ball's going to be knocked away, lost out of bounds. It'll be off the Lady Ravens, and a turnover is going to be awarded to Aaliyah Rain. Ravens are back on defense. 3-0. Grandview in front. Grandview fans, a little frustrated as the Benedictine men appear on the same gym floor last night. And the BC guys coming away with an overtime win, knocking Grandview out of the tournament. Pass comes out on top. There's a nice head fake, shaking Skyler. The three is up, misses, rebound tipped down. It's going to be controlled back down by Grandview. And they're going to keep this thing alive. Over to the left side with the basketball. That's going to be Ringsdorf. Comes off on top, driving in, pushing off with the free hand. Ringsdorf takes a step or two. The shot is up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Samarin, and Benedictin up the floor with the basketball. They'll outlet it up, and Samarin has to bring it up court. The defender rushing up from behind her commits the foul. That's going to be Ella Larson. Larson picking up her first foul of the ball game, and it is still a 3-0 lead. 2.5 minutes into the game, Benedictin nothing on the board yet. The inbound pass will come into the backcourt. And with the basketball, it's Kennedy Nicholson. Out on top for Zowski. Over to the right side to Skyler, working right now in front of the Grandview bench. Here's a 14-foot jump shot. It's up. No good. Wouldn't fall for Reigns, but Samarin rebounds it down, and Benedictin will keep the offense ready. Skyler over to the right side. Comes out on top. The feed underneath for Zowski. Little head fake shot up too soft. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Grandview. They lead 3-0, 3 minutes in. The dish left. The three. No, an air ball. That thing's caught on the fly by Skyler. She races up the floor. 1-on-2. In, up, nope, no foul. Underneath with it is going to be Natalie. Missed it. Rebound tipped out, and it'll be saved out on top by McKenna Monahan. Here comes Grandview. Monahan drives it all the way down the floor, dumps it back off, now down to the baseline. Monahan will launch. It's three. It's good. Benedictine absolutely having a hard time getting any points on the board. Trailing it now 6-0. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Now the full court pressure steals the ball. The shot goes up, no good. Offensive board up and back in, and BC needing a timeout in a desperate way, and they're going to get it right there. We're going to take a timeout with the Lady Ravens coming here at 6:20 to go in the opening quarter, where it's already Grandview 8, Benedictine scoreless.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Glad to have you along with us for Lady Raven basketball. I'm sitting on Care Radio. Coach Folsom taking a timeout and seeing if he can't get his team calmed down a little bit. And again, as they battled that full court pressure, they're having a hard time just getting it in play. They'll bring it into Reigns. Aaliyah skips it over. And look at the ball come up court with Brzezowski. She'll drive it up, kicks it to the left side. That's Kennedy Nicholson with it. Both teams with their original starting five still on the floor. Benedictine will drive in. Reigns kicks it back. Samarin steps inside, puts it up and in. Count that bucket for Natalie, and Benedictine has its first point of the game. They trail now 8-2. 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Pass over to the left block. Backing in, no room. Pushes it out on top. Top side is going to be Ringsdorf. Brings it out to Shannon Pisney. A hard dribble out on top. They'll drive over to the left. Shot clock at 5. Bounce pass comes out on top. Save near midcourt. Shot clock at 2. And now with the shot taken at the buzzer, it does not draw iron, and Benedictine will get the ball back. It'll return to the Ravens on the shot clock violation. For Benedictine, a couple of substitutions coming into the game. Heather Runabom checking in. Twyla Karaskio coming into the game for BC. 5:25 to play here in the first quarter. BC continues to struggle getting it up the court. That time, Runabom will get it across the timeline on a little outlet pass. Driving down to the baseline. Alley, it's up and in. Brzozowski for 2. And Benedictine has cut the lead in half now. It is 8-4, and we're halfway through the opening quarter. Grandview, and the turnover taken away by Benedictine. Brzozowski coming up with a steal. Here come the Lady Ravens. Nicholson into the forecourt, down the right side in front of the scorer's table. Took him out on top. Brzozowski back to Skyler. Her shot airborne off the back of the rim and a long rebound hauled down by Grandview, taken by Brianna Bain. Back over to the left side, Pisney starts to drive in, works it out to the left edge. The shot is up, no, and that is a real late foul called against Benedictine, and it's going to be on Twyla. So BC will pick up the personal foul. It will be the first on Twyla Karaskio. For Benedictine, it will be team foul 2. Only one foul so far this afternoon by Grandview. I guess now this early evening. Grandview's back at the free throw line where the first of 2 shots, or rather 3 shots, is up and good for Ella Larson. Larson hits the first one, sends up the second one. We'll get that one. And one more shot coming up here for Larson. Long, hard look at it. The lefty rims out. No, and a rebound. Out of bounds, it'll be Lady Raven basketball. It is 10-4 Grandview. We're just about 4.5 minutes of play here in the opening quarter. Benedictine putting in a play from deep in the backcourt, having trouble, and don't throw it away. Lady Ravens, again, absolutely having a worse time with this press defense. And for Grandview, it's not a half-court press or a three-quarter. I mean, they are pressing hard on the inbound. And now it'll be put in play on the near side. Ball comes out on top, and around to the left wing with it, they will go. Grammy with the basketball, leading it by a half dozen. Pisney will take it, comes over to the right side. That's going to be Maddie Danner in the game. Looks in the middle, nothing there. Driving all the way into the baseline, twisting, hook shot out on top. Pisney goes 3, no. Rebound underneath, Brzozowski. Here comes Benedictine. Up court with it now. Anna San Juan has come into the game. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. BC with the basketball, trailing by a half dozen. Over to the left side, it's going to be Runabom. Heather drives down to the baseline, working against Pisney. Bounces it into the middle where the shot is up, rims out, no good. And BC unable to capitalize on a good look at the rim from inside. Here's a drive all the way to the other end of the floor. It's up and won't go. Rebounding it down, Runabom. Heather into the forecourt with a left-hand dribble. Crosses over to the right, takes it to the middle. Swings it over to Skyler. Her 3 is up and in. Skyler Washington. It is now 10-7. Grandview with 3.5 to go, opening quarter. For Grandview, the basketball up top side. They made a couple of substitutions. We'll be picking them up like Natalie Rigatuso in the game, the 5'7 senior from Council Bluffs. Now the drive to the right side of the lane, and they're going to call Benedictine for a reach-in foul. So a foul against the Lady Ravens will be their 13th foul of the opening quarter, and it is the first foul this afternoon for Anna San Juan. It'll come in for Grandview at their baseline, shot clock reset to 20. 3:11 to play in the first quarter. dribbling the ball up toward the top side. That's going to be Isabel Gascheldi, the 5'9 junior from Wonder Lake, Illinois. Here's a three from the left. No. Rebound, Benedictine. Natalie goes upstairs, hauls it down. Up it comes to San Juan, back over to Smarin, right side run of off. Over to the right block, back and in Skyler, shot way too hard. Goes completely over the rim, caught on the other side by Grandview. They'll fly back up the court. Here's Pisney with it. I believe Shannon's the only player for Grandview who has not come off the floor yet. Over to Gascheldi. And the ball is knocked away. Ravens pick it back up again. Plenty of turnovers here in this opening quarter. Not a ton of points. 2:20 to go in the first, and it's a 10-7 ball game. BC with it out on top. Back into the game comes Reigns. Aaliyah dumps it off to Skyler. Back to Aaliyah. She'll cut to the right side, goes down the lane, dumps it over to the baseline. Little head fake, can't get the shot away. BC will run baseline again, and you know, a little contact and a foul. Trying to grab the baseline, Aaliyah Reigns got bumped and knocked out of bounds. It is going to be the first foul of the evening for Shannon Pinsney for Grandview. Three substitutions coming into the game for the Lady Vikings, and head coach Greenway. We'll catch him here in a minute. And it comes right now, though, to run a bomb. She'll drive right, dump it over, baseline jump shot, up, no good. Rebound tipped around, and nice job by Heather. Look at her get in the middle, steal that ball away, and BC will reset the offense. Inside 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ravens on top. Over to the left side with it. Backing into the lane. Reigns turns, shoots, kicks it off the window and scores. Aaliyah Reigns with her first points of the game. And it is a one-point contest, 10-9. With a minute 40 to go in the first. And another turnover. Taken away by Benedictine. Lady Ravens defense has really kicked it up. Coming out of that last timeout. The drive all the way to the left side. The dish across. The shot is up, won't go, but a foul, and free throws for Benedictine. Lady Ravens with a chance to take their first lead of the game as they come to the free throw line. And stepping up there is going to be Twyla. Benedictine will bring back into the ballgame Kennedy Nicholson. And I think we're going to get number 25, Riley Wade, coming in. Wade will come in, and Heather will check out of the game. The free throw, it's up and in, and we're tied at 10. So for Twyla, her first point this evening for the Lady Ravens. One more shot, and she'll get them both. Benedictine has taken its first lead of the evening with a minute 29 to play in the opening quarter. They're up 11-10. And Benedictine right now is on a 7-0 run. The drive round to the left, and we've got a foul up top side. They're going to be waving off the shot. Prior to the shot, the foul is called. And we put in play from over here on the near side, and that's going to be Twyla's second foul already tonight. And that's going to earn her a seat over on the bench next to Coach Folsom. Back at the end of the game is Allie Brzozowski. Grandview with a basketball, trailing Benedictine by one. Here in Des Moines, Iowa this evening. Round to the left side is going to be McKenna Monahan. Out on top, the ring's door. Monahan with it again on the left side. She'll drive it up on top. 7 on the shot clock. They'll dump it off down low, and it's going to be stolen away by Benedictine. Not only is Grandview, as I remember from our previous meeting, really, I remember them for that full-pressure defense. I also remember them for taking a ton of time on the possessions, rarely taking a shot. With more than single digits left on the shot clock, they run that ball control, and now we've got a collision and the ball out of bounds down at the baseline. They're going to say Reigns, even though she was knocked over, just steps on the sideline. No foul. It'll come back to Grandview. With 40 seconds to play in the opening quarter, Grandview has not scored a point in almost 5 minutes now. Back out top side with the basketball. It's going to be Grandview's Brianna Bain. Now they'll cut to the left. Going up with the offhand. The shot no good. And a foul by Benedictine. Backpedaling and trying to stay out of the way, but not able to do it. Allie Brzozowski is going to have her first foul. Benedictine will collect team foul five, and we will see Grandview come into the free throw line. Stepping up there, well, that's Ella Larson. She's having a huge opening quarter. Got 4 points. She's 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, and then that one won't go in. One more shot coming here. Long look at it, and that one misses. BC coming down with a rebound. Lady Ravens pull down the basketball and back up the floor with it. They're going to come. They lead by 1, approaching the end of the opening quarter. Benedictine running the clock down and going to get one final shot. 10 seconds left in the first. Outlet pass left side, Rains. She'll slow down the dribble, cut across off the screen, goes to the wing. She'll feed it down to the baseline. The feed in the middle, 2 seconds, 1 second. The shot of the buzzer, way too short. Not a good look, and we have come to the end of the opening quarter. But it was a huge comeback quarter for the Lady Ravens. They found themselves trailing by 8 early. They end the opening quarter with a lead. Time out of the court after 1 in Des Moines. Benedictine 11, Grandview 10.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Go to the second quarter of tonight's Benedictine Lady Raven basketball game in the first round of the conference tournament with BC in front 11-10. And again, the tides really shifted in that opening quarter as Grandview got out in front 8-0, but then did not score for nearly the last 5 minutes. Lady Ravens roared back to take this 1-point lead for Grandview. Leading scorer, Ella Larson, with 4, 3 for McKenna Monahan, 2 for Brianna Payne, and Shannon Pisney has been held to 1 point. Don't expect that all night. Shannon Pisney is your conference player of the week. Over the course of the last week, she hit 60% of her 3-point shots, average over 25 a game. For Benedictine, no player with more than a score. Here's a driving shot. It's going to be up and good for BC. And that bucket I'm going to give to Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs in the game, and the Lady Ravens push their advantage now. 13-10. Half a minute into the second quarter. Shannon Pisney with the basketball, and Granby will drive to the left side. She'll try to run into the middle. Stops at the free throw line. Has no room. Kicks it back off on top. Now the backdoor shot. We get an offensive foul. Tremendous job by Nicholson to stand in. Draw the foul, and at 9:20 to go in the half, Benedictine with a 3-point lead has the basketball back. That is going to be the second foul of the game by Ella Larson. So Larson picking up her second foul, team foul 1 of quarter 2. And again, Grandview putting in play against full court pressure. And they've got Jennifer Jacobs putting it in play. And Jennifer runs the baseline. And as she throws it in, the official stops the game because you cannot run the baseline off that play. So the Ravens are going to turn it over without putting the ball in play. Here comes Grandview. 9:15 to go and rolling along here. We've got a long way to go in the first half. 13-10. Grandview around the left side. They work it over to the right. They just work the outside and work it. Now drive down the right side of the lane. Skip pass underneath. Docked out of bounds by Jacobs. Going to come back in again to Grandview. Down at the baseline. Shot clock is at 10. As Grandview moves the ball, they swing it from one side to another, and then if the defense flexes a little bit, they'll send someone down one side or the other side of the lane, the side opposite the ball handler. Like this time, they'll kick it over to the right side, backing in on Bruskowski. Can't do that. Out on top, Pisney. Desperation shot as the shot clock elapses. They don't get it away in time, and the Lady Raymond defense holds again. So the BC defense has been absolutely outstanding. Heather Runabaugh back into the lineup for Benedictine. Lady Ravens out on the court with Runnabomb and Washington. It's going to be put in play by J.J. Drives it to Runnabomb, goes up with a shot, knocked to the floor, no foul called. Picked up by Benedict, and the follow shot's up and in, plus one. Count that bucket. And a foul with a chance at a three-point play for the Lady Ravens. That bucket belongs to Allie Brzezowski, her fourth point of the game. And the foul is going to be the first of the evening by Brianna Payne. Before the free throw shot, we're going to get a Grandview timeout. Taking a break with them. 8:49 to go in the opening half. Ravens in Des Moines, leading Grandview 15-10.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Well, as we come back, Grandview has already come away from their bench and head coach Kelly Greenway. And they've already lined the lane with players waiting for the free throw from Allie Brzezowski, who's looking to complete that three-point play. 8:49 to play in the first half. Allie's free throw on its way. Perfect. Brzezowski, good free throw shooter, has her fifth point today. And Benedictine pushes now to a 16-10 lead. And for Grandview, it has been 8 minutes since they have put a point on the board. Here's Shannon Pisney. Dashes the ball over to the left side. Grandview brings it back off on top. Works around the perimeter. Shot clock's back down to 9. They use so much time. They'll drive across the lane from the left baseline. Dump it out on top. Little head fake there. Shot clock at 4. It's on its way. No good. Rebound Benedictine. Here come the Lady Ravens, and into the forecourt with the basketball is Kennedy Nicholson. She'll dish it over to the right side. Allie for 3 is well short. And a rebound pulled down by Pisney. Here comes Grandview. Benedict not real patient with that possession. Skip pass, backdoor shot up. No good. That thing hits the bottom of the rim, and then she takes it away from Jennifer Jacobs. Back up with it will come Grandview. 7:55 to go in the opening half. Ravens leading at 16-10. Grandview. The coldest I have ever seen them, and credit that Raven defense. The drive to the right side, the falling away shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Nicholson. Here comes Benedictine. Skylar wants the ball to the forecourt, but Kennedy ends up going to the right side instead of the left. Comes out on top to Runnabomb. Heather, a little shake and bake, has the ball knocked out of her hands. It's rolling around loose, and they're going to say it's out of bounds as Grandview nearly comes up with a big steal there. 7.5 to go in the first half. Still a 16-10 Benedictine lead. They will be putting the ball in play right in front of the bench, and here it comes. BC has it out on top. Nicholson skips it over. Natalie Samarin back out on top. Jacobs kicks it back to the left side, and Nicholson out on top. Skyler, she's alone. It's a 3 off the rim. Rebound, Natalie's able to track it down, and Ravens are going to keep it alive. Nicholson for 3. That's good. Kennedy Nicholson's first bucket of the ball game, and the Ravens stretch their lead now to 19-10. And we've got 7:10 to go in the first half, and reaching in, Heather Runnabomb's going to get credit for a foul. Heather thought she was going to be slick and reached in there and steal that thing away, and almost got it, too, but it will be her first foul of the game. First foul for Benedictine in the second quarter. It'll be Grandview basketball coming in from the baseline. Shot clock at 23, 7:02 to go in the first half. Inbound it comes to Brianna Bain. Bain works her way out toward the top. Gets it to Brianna Jensen. A couple of Briannas out there now for Grandview. Jensen cuts to the right, kicks it over to the baseline. The 3 up, no. Rebound Ravens, Jennifer Jacobs. She's having a big game for BC. Ravens come into the forecourt and down the left side with it is going to come Nicholson. She'll drive it to the top of the key, swings it over to Skyler, looks underneath, gets it down low. Natalie way too far beneath the goal, kicks it back out on top. Skyler 3, too strong, rebound, Grandview. Skyler not red hot exactly here in the first half, but still Benedictine with a 9-point lead and 6:20 to go in the half. think we're going to get Brzezowski checking back in shortly. Skip pass comes out on top. Around to the left side, Brianna Bain. Shot clock again down to 9. Driving in. There's a lot of contact. And Jacobs commits the foul. She kind of looked around as if, who'd you call that on? Yeah, well, it was Herb crashing in from the pack side. Will it be a shooting violation? Looks like they're lining it up as it is Jacobs' first foul of the game. Benedictine picking up its second team foul of the second quarter. And at the line for Grandview is going to be Brianna Jensen. She has no points yet this evening and does now as that first free throw is good. And for Grandview, that is the first point, and I'm going to have to do a little bit of math. Just almost 9 minutes. 8 minutes and 53 seconds since they've scored. Second free throw, no. Rebound, Jensen gets it back, and now the Ravens are going to save it deep in the corner. That was great hustle by Benedictine and Anna San Juan coming up with that basketball. Now three defenders trap her up on top. If you got three defenders surrounding one player, you got to think somebody out there is open. And Anna let herself be captured. The ball knocked out of her hands. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Grandview basketball. 5:56 to go in the half. It is still a 19-11 lead for the Lady Vikings. Part of American Athletic Conference games will try to keep you up to speed. There's only one other 6 o'clock start, as we mentioned, and that is the Evangel at Clark. Here's a three from the left side. It is up, and it is good. And for the first time in a long time, a perimeter shot has been launched and hit. And, of course, it was hit by Shannon Pinsney, her fourth point of the game. Now trapping out on top again. Ravens forced into it. Maybe another turnover. It's going to be out of bounds on the far side. And which way is it going to go? The officials will say it's Benedictine basketball. It'll be Skyler putting it in play. The Grandview defense is relentless. 5:28 to play. Inbound, it comes underneath, way too far underneath, and somehow Natalie's able to lean back and score it anyway. Natalie Samarin has her fourth point of the game. And it is 21-14. Benedictine. Get passed over to the right side again. That's going to be Pisney. That's Rains who's drawn the difficult chore of defending her. Now the drive all the way down to the baseline. Back it'll come to Pisney, who played off the screen. A wide open three. In and out, no good. Rebound underneath, and that thing is tied up. Jump ball call. And it is going to be Grandview basketball. 4:50 to go. We're over halfway through the second quarter. 21-14, Benedictine in front. Lady Ravens have led by as many as 9 and trailed by as many as 8 here in the first half. Inbound, and it's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Anna San Juan. Coming back in again to Grandview. Grandview is going to make an adjustment, take Gesheld out of the ball game. Back into the lineup is going to come Ella Larson. So as I look across the floor, there's most of the starters back into the game for Coach Kelly Greenway. 4:44 to go in the opening half. Ravens with the basketball. They'll get into the forecourt to Aaliyah Range. Back over to the right side it comes. Here's a long three. Skyler missed it. Rebound underneath Benedictine. The feed out on top. 15-footer. No good for San Juan. Rebound again to Samarin. Natalie getting back-to-back rebounds in the middle. And BC will this time reset the offense a little bit. It comes out topside with the ball for Benedictine out there. I got to look. Is that, who do I got out there? Is that Melton? I'm trying to check this. Let me be sure. Grandview coming back up court. It is now 23-14, Benedictine. And we're in down to 4 minutes to go in the first half. And an offensive foul on Grandview. Benedictine is going to have it back. It is the second foul of the game for Shannon Pisney. And Pisney's been held to 4 points so far this evening. 23-14, Lady Ravens in front. They're going to be putting the ball in play from right at the foot of the Benedictine bench. Again, they'll do it against full court pressure. Now go into the forecourt, and it is going to be slapped free, knocked away, and out of bounds. Now the Ravens are going to be putting it in play from their offensive baseline. 3:58 to go in the first. Looking to see where the balls come in as the Lady Vikings continue to rotate players in and out. It comes into Skyler. She'll drive left, dump it down to the baseline. Little fall-away shot is up wide to the right side. Offensive rebound, followed up and missed. Offensive rebound, followed up and missed. This time it's going to be tipped down. It's going to be lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Grandview basketball. So Benedictine certainly getting some good looks and some good shots away, but is not able to finish them. And they still lead only by 9. It equals their largest advantage, but they've had some chances to extend that and just haven't been able to make it happen. 3:46 to go in the first half. Up court with the basketball. Ravens are going to pick up the defense at midcourt, which is typically what they do. You don't see them doing that big full court thing. Now the pass down to the baseline. They try to get it underneath the 6-foot-tall Brianna Bain. It's going to be knocked away by Brzozowski. Kicked out of bounds at the baseline, and with 22 on the shot clock, going to come back in again to Grandview. Back into the game comes Shannon Pisney. She picked up that second foul, and Coach Greenway took her out for a minute. Now back in for the first time in a long time since she picked up a second foul. It's going to be Twyla Karaskiel for Benedictine. Grandview brings it in. Pisney will have it on the left side. Here's the thing. If Grandview's going to come back in this game, it's going to be off the hand of Shannon Pisney. You can be, I think, really comfortable with that. The feed over to the right side. That's going to be McKenna Monahan. Dumps it over to the baseline. Bain looking in. Great defense. They won't let her inside. Now the drive right. There's Pisney. She'll shoot and won't get it. Rebounding it underneath is going to be Jacobs. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens come into the forecourt. Taking it across the timeline. Down the left side is going to be Skyler. BC with the back out on top. The backdoor pass. Jacobs goes in and she gets fouled. I thought for a minute they were going to call an offensive foul on Jennifer Jacobs, but they will not, and she's coming to the free throw line. Benedictine's Jennifer Jacobs, a 6-foot-1-inch freshman from Capon, Mount Carmel. Free throw, not going to go in. One more shot coming up for Jennifer. She's got 2 points in the ballgame. Would love to put her team up with a double-figure lead here. Puts this one on its way, and she'll miss them both. 3 minutes left in the half. Jacobs coming up empty on a couple of free throw opportunities, and the Ravens still holding on to that 23-14 lead. Grandy with it, left side, comes out on top. They're widening out that defense a little bit by spreading the offense, making them chase. He's seeing the player defense. There's Bain with it, comes off on top. Monahan, back over to the right side. That was nearly a travel. Here's Monahan for three. It's going to be wide to the right side. Hit the side of the rim and bounce all the way out of bounds into the crowd. BC will have it back in. For 2.5 minutes to play. In the first half, 23-14. Benedictine with the lead. Ravens will run into the forecourt, get picked up on a double team. The feed will go in the middle. Jacobs, that was a nice pass, and then Twyla misses the layup. Gets the rebound back, and this time it's followed up, and we have a foul called. The pass came in to the right side of the lane to Jacobs. Two defenders immediately collapse on top of her. She kicks it across the baseline to the left side of the rim, and Twyla was all alone over there, and I think startled to have no defender, miss the layup, and now the ball is going to be out of bounds back to Grandview. 2:20 to go in the half. Well, not only is Grandview not scoring, but Benedictine has pretty much quit scoring in this game, too. They have gotten, 2 points in the last 3, almost 4 minutes now. So no one putting any points on the board this evening. Skip Pounce comes out on top. Bain will take it, dumps it over to the right side. That's going to be Kelly Lehrer, a 5'7 senior from Britt, Iowa. Into the game for the first time. Here's a backdoor pass. Well done. Driving layup is up and good. Give him the bucket plus one. And that was nicely executed by Grandview. The bucket by Brianna Jensen. her third point of the game, and she'll be at the free throw line looking to complete the conventional three. With exactly 2 minutes to play in the opening half, Benedictine's lead now is trimmed to 23-16. And a free throw coming up here for Brianna Jensen, a 5'10 senior from Remsen, Iowa. The shot up, missing, and she is one of three at the free throw line. 23-16, Benedictine with a minute 50 to go in the first half. Into the forecourt with it, Kennedy Nicholson. She runs it up on top, Skyler. Cross court right side again to Kennedy. Skip pass to the right block, underneath in traffic, and as the shot goes up, Ravens are coming to the free throw line. Stepping up there is going to be Natalie Samarin. Natalie, a good free throw shooter, and I'm not looking to hex her with that. That is the second foul for Grandview's Kelly Lear. Both teams are in the bonus. Free throws up and good for Samarin. So Natalie has her fifth point of the game. And with 5 points, okay, 5 points, she's tied for the team scoring lead. Second free throw, no good. And here comes Grandview. A minute 40 to go in the opening half. Benedictine leads it by eight. The drive all the way down to the baseline right. Skip pass across. It's going to be stolen by Rain. Here comes Aaliyah taking it down the right side. Drives inside the circle. Kicks it back out on top to Skyler. BC with the basketball. Skyler launching three. Can't hit that one. And Skyler's just icy here in this first half. Back up court with it. Taking it the other way is going to be Monahan. She'll go into the middle. No room there. Pushes it out on top. Grandview with the basketball with a minute 10 to go in the half. Again, it's going to be Monahan with it. They'll dump it over to the right side to Brianna Jensen. Jensen plays off the screen, goes right side, shot blocked from behind. Rebounding it down, Benedictine. Samarin coming up with the basketball off the block, and now Natalie will bring it up the floor. Samarin takes it top of the key, looks back over her shoulder at Coach Folsom, and Lady Ravens, with inside a minute to go in the half, has the basketball. 15 now on the shot clock. The alley-oop underneath. Samarin, a long give or two. Natalie pushes the Raven lead now to 26-16, the first double-digit lead for either team today. 35 seconds left, so the shot clock and the game clock are about 6 or 7 seconds apart. Grandview is going to have it at the top of the key. That's going to be Danner. She goes right. A set shot for three. No! Rebound! Fought four, and the Ravens are going to recover it. Here comes Kennedy Nicholson with a long rebound. 17 seconds left in the half, and Benedictine is going to take the final shot. To the right side of the free throw line is going to be Samarin. Dribbles it off on top to Skyler. Washington dances right. Goes in. Goes up. Missed the driving layup but draws a foul. Skyler Washington coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. We've got 5 seconds to play here in the first half. Riley Wade has come in for those last 5 seconds. We're going to get Heather Runnabomb checking in as the first free throw for Skyler is in. Skyler Washington, that is her first point of the second quarter and her fourth point tonight. This one is in. She's got five, and Lady Ravens go up now 28-16. Benedictine is going to put just a little token pressure on to force Grandview to get the clock running. They'll get into the forecourt with three. Back over to the left side with one. The pass out on top. It's mishandled, and they don't get the shot away. They kicked it over to Natalie Rigatuso, and the senior couldn't get a grip on the ball, and we are at intermission. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Halftime of this women's playoff game, it's Benedictine leading Grandview 28-16.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Happy to have you along here this evening on CARE Radio, where the Benedictine Lady Ravens on the road in Des Moines, Iowa, and find themselves having come from behind, leading, going into the intermission, 28-16 over Grandview. Welcome back. Joseph of the CARE Sports Studio, Tom Counts with you here, and let's recap the first half scoring for Grandview. It is phenomenally low, 16 points, not after a quarter, but after a half, and Grandview only scored 6 points in the second quarter. They are led in scoring by Shannon Pisney and Ella Larson, each with 4. 3 apiece for McKenna Monahan and Brianna Jensen, with Brianna Bain scoring 2 in the first half. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, how about Natalie Samarin? 7 points leads the way, 5 each for Brzezowski and Washington, 3 in the first half for Kennedy Nicholson, and with 2 is Twyla Kerskio, Jennifer Jacobs, and Aaliyah Raines. No one for Benedictine in any foul trouble. Twyla has 2, no one else with more than 1. For Grandview, Pisney and Lehrer and Larson, each with a couple of fouls, no one with more than that. First half shooting, well, Benedictine not shooting great, 35%, but Grandview shooting worse, 5 of 21, hitting 23%. Grandview's only 2 of 11 from the outside. Benedictine is 2 of 8. Grandview's shooting 18% from the outside. Grandview's turned it over 10 times. Benedictine has turned it over 9. And rebounds, there's the difference. All those missed shots lead to a lot of rebounds. Benedictine, 23 first half rebounds. Grandview with only 13. We're going to take a bit of a break. We're going to come back. Second half of this Lady Raven game coming live here on CARE Radio. But right now, with your intermission score from Des Moines, Iowa, Benedictine 28, Grandview 16. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the CARE Sports Studio, and he's got a playoff-quality halftime for you.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the CARE Country Sports Schedule, we have a programming note to lead it all off with. Sports Look Segment 4 will air immediately following this game. Sports Look Segment 4 normally airs during the Sports Look program. However, the game came first, and we went to it. Now, coming up tomorrow evening, we're going to have Marhill Mount Academy at Jackson Heights, with the girls taking to the court at a scheduled 6 p.m. tip. The boys should take to the court sometime after 8 p.m. Coming up on Monday, we have a treat with Marhill Mountessa Academy Girls at JCN. That is a 7 p.m. game Monday evening. That's Marhill Mount Academy Girls at JCN. And then Tuesday, we'll have Riverside Boys at Marhill Mount Academy. Again, a 7 p.m. game. We'll be returning in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vape things is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference women's basketball games in action right now. At the half, Clark is leading Evangel 50-25. Mount Mercy and Mid-American Nazarene are just about ready to begin. And in this game, we've got Benedictine leading Grandview with a score of Benedictine 28, Grandview 16. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance of snow tonight, otherwise mainly clear skies and quiet. Lows around 7 above, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 14. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday with highs around 44. 57 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And from downtown Atchison, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It is currently 16 degrees in Atchison right now. We've got a wind out of the north-northwest at 11 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 76%. The dew point is 10 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.35 inches of mercury. It feels like 3 degrees out there. Taking a look around the area, we're reading 15 in Horton, 14 in Oskaloosa, and Leavenworth is currently checking in at 16 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Counts in just a couple of moments.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February. And be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Counts live at the arena for the second half action.
And welcome back once again. Benedict and Lady Raven basketball here on Care Radio, about ready to get underway with the second half. Ravens were the first team to come out of the locker room, and I think that Grandview head coach Kelly Greenway had a lot of things she wanted to tell her players, and among them was, you don't play it better in the second half. You are going to do the laundry tonight. We're going to fold these nice uniforms up and I'm going to put them in a box because that's what will happen if they do not win here tonight. Grandview will have the ball in play to begin things here in the second half. Ravens are going to be starting Kennedy Nicholson and look out there, it's going to be the original starting five with Skyler out there and Allie Brzozowski. Got Natalie Samarin and rounding it out, it's going to be Aaliyah Raines. Here we go into the second half. Grandview with the basketball. Ravens leading at 28-16. Pass is going to go over to the back door. The feed underneath, the shot is up, and as quickly as that, 13 seconds into the second half, we're going to have a foul committed by Benedictine's Natalie Samarin. So Natalie will have her first foul of the game, and Benedictine will have its first foul of the third quarter. Coming to the free throw line for Grandview, Brianna Bain. She's got 2 points today, and she's going to have a pair of free throws coming up here. She scored a bucket way back in the opening quarter. Shot is up, and it's not going to go. Rebound back down to Benedictine. First one in, second one not. It's 28-17. BC with the lead and with the basketball. Over to the right side, it's going to be Natalie. The lob underneath, Samarin, two-handed shot for some reason is up and no good. And we've got a pair of Grandview players on the floor. They're going to say it's going to be lost out of bounds off Grandview, and Benedict will have it back in play. Ravens are putting it in down at the baseline. It'll be brought in by Nicholson. Comes out on top, Samarin. Goes back door, Brzezowski, double team, can't fight through that. That's too much in the way. Now she'll spin and twist and turn, and how in the world did she score that? Allie Brzezowski has seven, and with 9:20 to go in the third quarter, Benedictine has its largest lead of the game at 30-17. Ravens up some 13 points. The feed into the middle, stolen by Brzezowski. She'll give it over to Kennedy Nicholson. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens coming into the fourth court. Lob comes out on top. The three for Skyler. It's short. She is one of eight shooting the ball tonight. Back down court with it. Grandview will go into the lane. Bring it off on top. Straight away for three. The long rebound. Ravens. Hope you're enjoying all this Benedictine excitement from Des Moines tonight here on KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. It's a 30-17 Lady Raven lead with 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Aaliyah Raines with the ball, comes out on top to Samarin. They'll feed into the lane. Brzezowski backs in, twists and turns, takes about five steps, it looks like. Can't get the shot. Rebounding it back down is Grandview outlet, the length of the court. Into the lane, the dish back over to the left side, and falling away, the shot is up and no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Samarin, and Benedictine will come back the other way. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Quickly, Kennedy Nicholson on a full sprint over to the left side of Skyler. Washington into the lane. Dumps it over. Raines thought about the three, then does it. Drives into the lane. Crosses over inside the free throw line. Has the ball knocked out of her hands. It's on the floor. Picked back up by Aaliyah. She'll shoot and score. Raines for two. Aaliyah Raines, her fourth point of the game, and the Ravens stretch their lead now. And we have a Grandview timeout. Benedictine by 15 with 7:50 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens 32, Grandview 17.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Good to have you back with us. Raven basketball, and tonight, Lady Raven basketball. Here's Shannon Pisney taking it to the right side, putting the shot up. It hangs on the back lip of the rim and it falls in. Shannon Pisney, her sixth point of the game. And now BC putting it in play, and again, tremendous pressure by Grandview. They're right back at that. 32-19 Benedictine. Lady Ravens will feed it over to the left side. Skyler drives across, crosses the lane, dumps it down to the baseline right. Natalie back out on top to Skyler. They double her up. She'll go cross down the baseline, and we have a whistle. We got a foul, and it will be Lady Raven ball coming into the baseline. Let's see which Grandview player. There were a couple of them down there pressing. And it is going to be the second foul of the game for Brianna Bain. First, second half foul for Grandview, and Benedictine will bring it back in. Nicholson will have it on the right side for the Lady Ravens. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nicholson to Skyler. Back over to the left side, Raines. She'll cut into the lane, goes inside, gets two more. Aaliyah Raines, using her speed to her advantage, has her sixth point of the night. 34-19 Benedictine. Again, a 15-point Lady Raven lead. Grandview will push it off on top, handling it up way up high. They look in the middle. There's no room there, and Ella Larson's going to bring it back out to the point. They drive down the left side of the lane, nothing doing. Comes out to Monahan. She'll swing it out to the middle. Driving in, four on the shot clock, three on the shot clock, three-point shot. There it is. How about that? A big three-point shot from the six-foot center. That is Brianna Bain, making it 34-22. And again, Grandview had run that shot clock down inside 5 seconds. Here's Skyler with it to Nicholson. Benedictine back on offense. Twyla Karaski has come into the game. Reverse layup. It's up at two more for Reigns. And the Ravens have found Aaliyah Reigns' speed is a mismatch inside, and she is dicing them up in the middle. Aaliyah Reigns quickly now to 8 points. Benedictine leading at 36-22. The skip pass over to the right side. The shot up off the block. No good. The follow shot up won't go. And apparently we have a Raven foul beneath the goal. Grandview will be coming to the free throw line here with 5:44 to go in the third quarter. Coming to the stripe is going to be Ella Larson. Ella scored 4 in the opening quarter. She was 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Then she did not score at all in the second quarter. She's coming to the line for 2 more shots here. You've got Heather Ronnebaum having just checked in for Benedictine. First free throw is good. Larson with 5, and the Ravens lead at 36-23. One more shot coming up. On its way, rolling, and she'll get them both. 36-24. BC's lead has been trimmed to a dozen. 5:40 to go. Ronnebaum will bring it up the floor. She'll dish it over to the left side. Benedictine has quit shooting those perimeter shots. They have decided to move into the middle, and a lot of that's come off the hands of Aaliyah Reigns. Reigns has it out top side, gets it over to Twyla. Here's Heather. She'll go baseline, kick it back in the middle. There's a lot of contact, and there's another foul by Grandview. This whistle is going to be on Ellie Ringsdorf, I believe. Ringsdorf picking up her first foul of the game, and team foul 2 of the third quarter for Grandview. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Ravens are going to bring it in. Right side of the free throw line. It's going to be knocked away from Twyla. Picks it up off the floor, and then she'll just throw it away and out of bounds. I think she was thinking she was going to kick it to San Juan, but there was a horrible miscommunication there. Benedictine, they're going to say, oh, break for the Ravens. They're going to say it was touched by one of the Grandview players, and I did not even see that, and it's just right down here below us. 5:19 to go in the third quarter. Ravens with the ball, leading it by a dozen. Top side is going to be Twyla. Top of the key, Natalie. Kicks it over to Heather. Ronnebaum looking in, holding the ball high above her head, dumps it back over to the left side. They'll feed off the block, falling away. The shot is up by Twyla, no good. And the rebound coming down to Grandview. They'll break into the forecourt, down the left side with it. It's going to be Ringsdorf. She'll shoot from the outside. It's up, no good. Samarin comes down with a rebound. And now there are 4 bodies on the floor. And let's see what this call is going to be. It is going to be... They're getting everybody sorted out here. Benedictine is going to make a substitution. They're going to bring Ali Brzezowski back in for Natalie. And Benedictine is going to have the ball in play. That is the second foul by Ellie Ringsdorf. So team foul 3 for Grandview here in the second half. Driving it down as Reigns kicks it over. Brzezowski for 2. Here was the option they had. You either let Reigns go in or you step in front of her and let Brzezowski have the unobstructed shot. Ali has 9. BC's lead 38-24 at 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Driving into the lane and nearly getting knocked out. That was a dangerous drive into the middle by Grandview. And Ella Larson, she just went in and had one plan, and that was to draw the foul, and she did. It will be the third foul for Ali Brzezowski. And this officiating crews, not real speedy. Iowa crews are a little different, it feels like. They're very methodical, very slow, they're very, very, you know, I guess, or I don't know if you want to call it organized, what you're going to call it, but they take a lot of time. And now Coach Greenway is really chewing on the official over there who's telling her to go sit down. And Kelly Greenway is not done yet with the official down near the baseline. And now the official from up on the wing is coming down, and he's separating them, and Greenway is all over him. We've got 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Grandview putting it in play at their offensive end. They'll feed it in down to the baseline left. Pisney goes in traffic. No. Rebound. Going to go out of play. And off whom will be the question. Officials are going to say it will be Grandview basketball. So Lady Vikings putting it in play in third quarter, moving along briskly. Top side with the basketball. That's going to be Maddie Danner, who's just come in. So you've got Danner in the ballgame for Grandview. Maddie's a 5'7 junior from Boone. And here's a shot from underneath. It's going to be up. It's good. 38-27. Lady Ravens leading it by 11 with 4:05 to go. And now the ball is going to be knocked away. And that full court pressure for Grandview is causing Benedictine to turn it over again. And right now, Coach Folsom's going to want to talk about it. So we're going to take a break with Benedictine. Timeout on the court, 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens in Des Moines, Benedictine 38, Grandview 27.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Coming out of a Benedictine timeout, Lady Ravens are led in scoring now by Aaliyah Rain. She paces away with 10 points for Benedictine. Natalie Samarin and Allie Brzowski with 9 apiece. Skyler with 5. Kennedy Nicholson, 3-2 for Twyla Cares Keo. It is going to be Grandview basketball, and they'll put it in play. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. They'll drive down the right side of the lane. A big collision, and that's an offensive foul. And they're going to call a block. It looked to me like Brzowski was standing there for the longest time, but driving right into her, Brianna Jensen is going to come to the free throw line. So Allie Brzowski picks up the foul, and she's going to check out of the ball game, picking up her third foul. Natalie Samarin is going to come back in for the Lady Ravens. Couple of free throws here. First one, it's up and in. And that is the fourth point of the game for Brianna Jensen. She is now 2 of 5 at the free throw line. This one is on its way. It is no good. 2 of 6. And the ball is going to be rescued out on top. Here's a 3 for Pizzi. No. Rebounding it down is going to be Heather Runabaugh. Heather comes down with the basketball, and here comes Benedictine. 38-28, Ravens by 10. 3:40 to go in the third. Topside with it is Natalie, and she gets grabbed at the neck and nearly pulled to the floor. The defender falls to the ground, and they're going to say, I don't know, they're going to call a travel here? And now Natalie is really upset with the official over midcourt, and the ball is going to be given back to Grandview. So that is an interesting turn of events with 3:40 to play. They're going to call Natalie Samarin for a foul up top side is what that's going to be. Here comes Grandview. They're back to within 10. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. And a 3-second violation. Ravens are going to have it back. 38-28 Benedictine with 3:32 to play here in the third quarter. Ravens continue to just have fits with this full court pressure. The lob is going to come to Natalie. She'll get it into the forecourt. Ravens over to the left side. Back out on top. It's going to come. It's going to be San Juan with the basketball. Shot clock running along at 15. Skip pass over to the left side. Reigns will drive to the top of the key. Feeds back in the middle. Jennifer Jacobs. It's up and good. Jennifer Jacobs hits it plus one. What a nice job by Jennifer. And that was not an easy shot, one of those that you kick off the backboard and put in. She had to go in from the front, put it up over the front lip of the rim and in. And now she'll come to the line. Now, at the free throw line, Jennifer's had her struggle. She's 0 for 2 tonight. That one is great. Knocks it in, a 3-point play. Benedictine goes up now 41-28. And we're at 3:12 to go in the third quarter. Heart of America Athletic Conference postseason basketball. We've got a new player coming into the game, and that's going to be Amanda Chezik in there for Grandview. So Amanda Chezik has come into the game. She is a 6'2" sophomore from Britt, Iowa. Easily distinguished as she wears a full face gear. Here's a shot in the middle. It's up and no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Samarin. Here comes Benedictine. Again, working against the full court pressure. They'll lob it to Natalie. Now she'll feed it in the middle and the ball's going to be punched out of bounds. Samarin from above the top of the key was trying to lob it underneath to Jennifer Jacobs. And quickly as that, two Grandview substitutions. And as quickly as she had come into the game, Amanda Chezik is back out. And BC will bring it into the right side. Here's Skyler. She's very due to put some points on the board. Out on top. Run a bomb for three. In and out. Rebound. Grandview. Lady Vikings up the court with 2:20 to go in the third. Ravens by 13. An uncontested three. No. And a rebound knocked out of Jacob's hand. It's going to go out of bounds to Benedictine. So Benedictine will be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. And again, you're going to see that Grandview full court just in your face full court defense. Skyler Washington plays off a little screen, gets it lobbed into the forecourt, and handling it up there is going to be Kennedy Nicholson. She'll run the ball club back away to near the center circle, work her way over to the right side, 16 on the shot clock. Natalie will take it at the top of the key. The Ravens post will dribble it over to the left side, kicks it there to run a bomb. Inside 2 minutes to go. Third quarter. The pass into the middle. Ball is loose on the floor. It's going to be picked up. Here comes Grandview. The drive down the left side. The running shot is going to be up and in by Ella Larson. Larson has her 8th point of the game. It is 41-30. Benedictine back up with a minute 40 to play. Third quarter. Left side, Nicholson holds it up. Comes out on top, Jacobs. She'll swing it back over to the right side, Skyler. Little entry pass underneath on the floor one time. A couple of head fakes later. The bucket is up and good plus one. And the Lady Ravens with a chance at another conventional three-point play. Nicely done by Natalie in the middle. And Samarin continues to show that senior leadership. She's looking for her 10th point of the game here. And that is the third foul on the Grandview center, Brianna Bain. Allie Samarin at the free throw line for BC. On its way. Gets it. Natalie at 10 points now. And Benedictine goes up 44-30. A minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Grandview back over to the right side. Comes off on top. Looks to the middle. There's no room there. Back out it goes. You know the name we haven't said anything about is Shannon Pisney. And she's in the game. Now she'll take it off the block. Nearly have it knocked out of her hands. The kick back. The three-point shot is up. It's no good. Rebound is going to be hauled back down. Follow shot, no good. And another offensive rebound. Here's Pisney with the basketball. She'll drive left, splits two defenders, and goes to the floor. And she is coming to the free throw line. We have heard so little out of Shannon Pisney. 1 point in the first quarter. She had a three-point shot in the second quarter. And in the third quarter, she's got a two. So 6 points tonight for the conference reigning player of the week, Shannon Pisney. Officials coming over the scorer's table. I don't know what the issue is, but we'll see if they get it addressed as we are just inside a minute to go in the third quarter. 44-30. Benedictine in front. A low, low scoring game. Tell you what, the defenses have been outstanding, and Benedictine's shooting percentage has come up a little bit. They're 17 of 39, hitting about 44%. Grandview's still at 25%, 9 of 35 shooting. Here's the first free throw. No. And Shannon Pisney continues to struggle to put anything on the board. One more shot coming up here, and that one is way short. Rebound, Benedictine. Natalie coming out with the basketball, and here comes Nicholson up the floor. 50 seconds to go in the third. Driving across to the baseline. The shot is up, and Skyler is going to come to the free throw line. You can see some frustration now really showing on the Grandview team as they just can't score. And again, they've gone back to the bench and brought in their 6'2" sub post. Heather Runnebaum is going to go out and get a little bit of rest. And the first free throw for Skylar Washington is good. So with that, Skylar has her first point of the second half. Only 6 points tonight so far for Skylar Washington. That one will make it 7. But Benedictine leading now 46-30. This is the largest lead of the game for the Lady Ravens as they're up 16. 49 seconds to play in the third quarter. Grandview coming up the floor with it. They need a bucket here if they're going to be able to go into that fourth quarter with much of a chance of coming back in this game. Lady Ravens could shut the door on him. Here's a driving shot. It misses. Rebound pulled down by Benedictine and Natalie. Then she gets surrounded to the backcourt, somehow gets it away. Nicholson across the timeline. Shot clock and game clock separated by 1 second. Here comes Skyler into the lane. Driving shot missed. She's knocked to the floor. No foul. Offensive rebound, Benedictine. Again, Natalie Samarin with the board. BC will go to the left side. The dish across. The kick out on top. Stepping inside. Reigns along two. No. Rebound Skyler. She'll turn and shoot. No. Rebound Benedictine. No. Rebound Grandview. And that is the end of the third quarter. We got a timeout of the floor. We'll be going to the fourth in Des Moines. It's Benedictine, 46, Grandview 30.
Stop by Atchison and Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla sauce serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Good to have you back with us here on CARE Radio for Benedictine Lady Raven basketball. And the BC women go to the fourth quarter in a pretty good spot. They lead by 16. Now, if you did the math and you were just saying, okay, let's just extend the numbers a little bit. Grandview, 30 points after three quarters. That means they're scoring 10 a quarter. If they continue that pace, that means Benedictine doesn't have to score a point the rest of the game. But that's really not how it works. Coach Folsom would be probably good with that, but holding an offensive-minded team like Grandview to 30 points through three quarters is an absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal way of going into this game. Now, for Benedictine, you've got to understand the fourth quarter, their defense has had some issues. In the last three games, Benedictine has given up 22, 30, and 23 points in the fourth quarter. So we'll see how that shakes out. Ravens have the ball to begin things in the fourth. A quick shot from in the middle is up. It's no good. We better go back down. Here comes Grandview. They've got the ball out topside. It's going to be Ella Larson. Shot up, no good. And the rebound back to Benedictine. Aaliyah Raines leads the Lady Raven offense 13 points. Natalie Samarin with a dozen. BC out of top. Here's Raines. It's for three, and it's good. 16 points, Aaliyah Raines. Allie Brzezowski has 9 for Benedictine. Skylar Washington is at 7 points so far. You got a 3 for Kennedy Nicholson. Jennifer Jacobs has also got 3 for Benedictine. And the shot up and missing, and here comes the Lady Ravens. It is 49-33 Benedictine, and we are a minute into the fourth quarter. Here comes the BC offense, topside with it, Natalie. She'll go outside. Here's a three for Kennedy. Won't go. And an offensive rebound cleared away. Grandview coming out with the basketball. And that's Kelly Learer who's in the game. Right now you got Coach Greenway just looking for a combination. Now a quick three. Launched and hit. Three more for Monahan. So Monahan hits a three-point jump shot. And we've got 8 minutes and a half to go in the game. It is 49-36. BC will feed under the rim. A couple of head fakes later, the ball is going to be stripped away, and Grandview coming up with it. And again, Benedictine, we just mentioned it. They have been giving up a lot of points in fourth quarters in the last several games, and right now, Grandview has gotten as many in the fourth quarter as they had gotten in the third. Or rather, in the second quarter. They've gotten already as many in the fourth quarter as they got in the entire second quarter. Grandview with the ball. They'll lob it off the right block. Nice inside move, and an easy layup is missed. Rebound pulled back down by Grandview. They'll push it off on top. Shot blocked upstairs by Raines. Here comes Nicholson and Benedictine into the forecourt. Kennedy and Nicholson with a basketball with 7.5 to go in the game. Lady Ravens up 13. Here's Skyler. She'll drive to the free throw line. Steps away. Doesn't take the shot. Pushes it over to the left side. The feed in the middle, and it's going to be knocked out of the hands of Natalie Samarin, who, for some reason, running up the court, turns around and looks at the player on the floor behind her. Now here's the bucket. Count it plus one. And here comes Grandview. They are roaring back in the fourth quarter. Another bucket by Monahan. McKenna Monahan knocks it down, and Benedictine making some wholesale substitutions. Grandview's also going to make three adjustments to their lineup. At the line, McKenna Monahan. She looks it over and puts it up and puts it in. Had 3 points going into the fourth quarter. She's got 6 in this quarter already. And we're at 7-11 to go in the game. Benedictine up by 10 at 49-39. Top side with the basketball, Ravens. That's going to be Riley Wade in the game for BC. Now Skyler with it up top side. Washington slides right, comes off the screen, goes all the way to the baseline, and there's a blocking foul. And I've got Ella Larson for her third foul tonight. 6:55 to go in the game. So Larson picks up foul number 3. It'll be team foul 1. Each team has committed 1 fourth quarter foul. It comes into Skyler. Skyler Washington is due to hit. She is 1 of 10 shooting the ball tonight, including 1 of 7 from 3-point range. And now we've got a whistle and a Benedictine turnover. They're going to have an offensive foul off the ball. The official says an elbow gets thrown by one of the Ravens. And so BC does not get a shot, and Grandview is going to come back with it. And for Benedictine, is that the fifth foul on Allie Brzozowski? So Allie Brzozowski has just fouled out of the game here in the fourth quarter. She will end the night with 9 points, but there's a long way to go. 6:49 to play. Here comes Grandview. They're down only by 10. In front of the home crowd. See if that's worth something for him. Pisney will dump it over to the left side. They'll swing it back off on top. Looking in. Here's a three. Launched and missed. Rebound saved over on the edge by Benedictine. Lady Ravens flying up the court with the basketball. And Twyla says, I've dribbled it enough. I'm going to bring it back out on top again. Nicholson works around to the left side. Comes out between the circles. Twyla over to the right to Skyler. Washington looks inside. Comes back out on top to Riley Wade. 14 on the shot clock. Benedictine needs to find the right shot. Here's Jennifer Jacobs. Skips it back to Wade. 7 on the shot clock. Wade drives left. In double coverage. Out on top. Skyler, she's alone. Misses the three. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. And Benedictine, again, coming up empty-handed. The Lady Ravens have scored 3 points in the fourth quarter. They have been outscored 9-3 here in the fourth, and we've got 5:55 to go. 49-39 BC. To drive to the left side, the left-handed layup, it's up and good. Ella Larson has 8, and it's 49-41. Grandview right back in this thing with a long way to play. 5:40 to go, and Benedictine taking a timeout. We're going to take a break with them, Joseph, again. 5:40 to go in the game. Lady Ravens 49, Grandview 41.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Hey!
So the Lady Ravens having a little problem getting the offense underway here in the fourth quarter. And Grandview has outscored them 11-3. I cut that Benedictine lead to 8. Welcome back, everybody. With Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts here. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the ballgame. 49-41, BC in front. Lady Ravens led by Aaliyah Rage, 13. Natalie Samarin, a dozen. And Allie Brzozowski with 9. But Allie Brzozowski has fouled out of the game. Done for the evening. 4, Grandview. Not who you think. Not Shannon Pinsney, but in fact, McKenna Monahan. She has 6 here in the fourth quarter, leads her team with a dozen now tonight. Lady Ravens putting the ball in play. Down the right side is going to be Rain. She'll throw it into the middle. Picked up by Jacobs. She'll turn and shoot. Gets fouled. And Jennifer Jacobs coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. The foul is going to be on Grandview's Ella Larson, and that is her 4th foul tonight. And for Benedictine, out of Capon in Wichita, it's going to be Jennifer Jacobs. She is 1 of 3 at the free throw line with 3 points, and that one's no good either. Benedictine out on the court with Aaliyah Raines and Kennedy Nicholson. You've got Twyla out there and Skyler. And the second free throw misses, and the rebound pulled down by Benedictine, and another Grandview foul. So the Lady Ravens not hitting the free throws, but coming up with that rebound, that'll be the third foul of the game by Shannon Pinsney. And BC will be putting it in from the baseline left. Doing the inbound work, Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson brings it in over to the left side. That's going to be Twyla out on top, Skyler. She'll cut to the left side, kind of pushes off, no foul, comes out on top, Kennedy, 5:15 to go in the ballgame. BC going to get a little patient, maybe the feed goes underneath. Natalie puts it on the floor, gets in trouble, kicks it back into the middle. The shot is going to be up, off the window and good. Count that bucket for Benedictine, and Twyla has her 4th point tonight. 5 minutes to play, 51-41 Benedictine. Grandview will get it up to the top of the key, dumps it over to the right side, into the hands of Brianna Bain. Now they'll go way out on the wing, deep in the right corner, and it's going to be Jensen. Way out high in front of Coach Greenway is Monahan. She's been, again, the hot hand for this team. Skip will come down to the baseline, a beautiful screen, and an easy driving layup for the baseline right. Knocked down by Brianna Jensen, and she's got 6. 51-43 Benedictine, and we've got 4.5 to go. Not sure that Grandview can afford to give up a minute between buckets here. The math just doesn't hold up. Here's Skyler with it. Top side, Natalie. Back over to Skyler on the left wing. Skyler drives across. They need her to find the range. Here's Twyla to Skyler for 3. Another miss. And rebound is going to be allowed to go out of play. Back it comes to Grandview. So Skyler Washington continuing to have just a hard time. She is 1 of 13 shooting and 1 of 10 three-point shooting so far this evening. Much, much, much better for shooter than that. Inside 4 minutes to play. Grandview with the ball down 8. Here's Pinsney taking it to the left side, working against Raines, goes into the lane, shot is up, partially deflected, and we're going to have a Benedictine foul. Let's see against whom they will be calling this one, because there were a couple of Lady Ravens in the proximity of the ball. It will be the second foul by Aaliyah Raines this evening. Raines had a foul way back in the opening quarter, and now coming to the line is going to be Shannon Pinsney. Remarkably, she's 1 of 4 at the free throw line, and that one hung on the back of the rim for the longest time, and then it fell in. 7 points now for Shannon. One more shot. The Raven lead cut to 7. This free throw, perfect. Benedictine with only a 2-possession lead. It's 51-45, and a long way to go. 3:45 to play. Nicholson's pass over to the right side, Rain, into the corner. Heather Runnebaum has come back into the game for Benedictine. Driving in, Raines goes up, shot up, missing, and she gets fouled. And it will be Aaliyah Raines coming to the free throw line. And the crew here tonight is dealing with teams that are playing very tight defense, a lot of contact. Sometimes you'd say The officials are calling a lot of fouls, but I think that tonight there are a lot of fouls being committed. That's the fourth foul of the game by Brown and Bain. So both Bain and Larson for Grandview have four fouls. The free throw, perfect. Aaliyah Raines has her 17th point of the game. One more shot coming up for the old Tiger out of Jeff West High School. Second one, gets them both. 18 points for Raines. 53-45 Benedictine. And we're at 3:30 to go. Back to the left side. Here's the hot hand. This one won't go in for McKenna Monahan. And Benedictine with a long rebound. Lady Ravens coming up the floor. And you expect Kennedy Nicholson to burn a little time off his clock. We're down to 3:10 to play in the game. Raines will go to the free throw line to Twyla. She'll bring it over to the right. BC running a little motion now. They'll dump it over to the left side. Runabom will drive to the right, starts into the lane, brings it back out on top to Kennedy. Shot clock's at 7. Nicholson out on top. Raines has it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Has it knocked out of her hand, and it's going to go out of bounds. Back to Grandview, and Benedictine did not get a shot. They took 29 seconds off the clock, though, and now with 2:51 to play, Grandview will be putting it in from deep in the backcourt, down 8. Lady Ravens will make a defensive substitution, and you've got Jennifer Jacobs back in the game. Feed is over to the right side. Deep in the corner with it is going to be Grandview. 2.5 to go in the game. Grandview works it over to the right side. Long cross court. It goes Pisany. She'll drive baseline. Cuts inside. Shot misses. Rebound Benedictine. Guthrie Wood, not only is Aaliyah Raines leading this team in scoring, but she has been guarding Shannon Pisney for a big part of the game tonight, and she has done a great job. Right side is Skyler back in the game. Feeds underneath. The shot up. Count the bucket for Benedictine and Natalie Samarin with two more. Natalie at 14 points. 55-45 Ravens and 2 minutes to play. The pass to the baseline left. The runner. No. Rebound tipped out by Jacobs, pulled down by Benedictine. And now it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Ravens will have it in. I'm surprised Coach Greenway hasn't taken a timeout. And now she does. Okay. Good timeout for Grandview. If I do say so myself, we're going to take it, Joseph, with a minute 53 to play. Lady Ravens in a good spot. It's Benedictine 55, Grandview 45.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, as we return to Lady Raven basketball here on Care Radio, we're down to a minute 53 to play in this game. And this game has so turned. And now we're going to get back-to-back timeouts. Yes, we are. So let's hang on to it right here, Joseph. We're good. The game started off badly for Benedictine. They got down 1-0, 3-0, 6-0. They were down 8-0 before they put any points on the board. And suddenly, the tides turned. The Ravens made a couple of adjustments. They went up by 9 in the early part of the second quarter. Here's a feed underneath. Skyler's layup misses. Skyler Washington having trouble even hitting a layup tonight. Just some nights are like that. Here's a 3 from the left side. Monahan, air ball. Offensive rebound followed up and in. So the ball was put back up and in by Shannon Pisney, and she's got 10 points. 55-47, and we're at a minute 20 to go. But again, the Ravens made an adjustment, led by a dozen at halftime, pushed the lead to as many as 16 at the end of three quarters, and now, with a minute 15 to play, they're up 55-47. Here's a shot from underneath, no good, and we've got another whistle. It'll be another Grandview foul. And as Benedictine coming to the free throw line, we are going to see Aaliyah Raines coming up here. free throw. Perfect. Serenes knocks down the first one. We've got scores from the other games, and no other game is close at this point. One more shot coming up for Aaliyah. And it is up, and it is good. She will get them both. Benedictine, again, up 10. 57-47 with a minute 5 to go. Grave, you in some trouble. Over to the right side, Pisney. She's going to think about taking that shot. Doesn't. Feeds down to the right block. It's on its way. No good. And a Benedictine foul, and we're going to see more free throws. We have seen some free throws tonight. Grandview has shot 23. Benedictine has shot 19. So we've seen 42 free throws, and we've still got a minute to play here. That is going to be the first foul of the game if you're keeping your scorebook at home, and you certainly should be. That's the first foul of the game by Kennedy Nicholson for BC. At the free throw line, the shot is going to be up and good. And Shannon Pisney, here in the fourth quarter, is 3 of 3 at the free throw line after starting the game 1 of 4. This one is up and good. Rattled around a little bit, but it went through. 57-49, Lady Ravens. Just inside a minute to play. And Grandview with a steal, and the official says, no, he knocked it out of bounds. So BC will be putting it in play right in front of Coach Greenway and the Lady Viking bench. 56 seconds to go. That's a quick trigger finger. That play took 2 seconds. BC will put it in at the baseline. And it comes into Nicholson. And there's the foul. And we walk to the other end of the floor. So now we're at, what, free throws 44. And we're going to add a couple of more here. We could see 50 free throws tonight. At the free throw line for Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson. So Kennedy, with only 3 points this evening, 1 of 2 shooting. She'll be stepping up here with just inside a minute to play. First one good, and then the second one also. It is 59-49 on a couple of free throws by Kennedy Nicholson. She's at 5 points, and we're going to get another timeout. Joseph, this last minute may take a bit, but we're going to hang with it. Timeout on the court at 55 seconds to go in the game. Lady Ravens in a good spot. Benedictine 59, Grandview 49.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Lady Raven basketball. The quick inbound to the shot from deep in the right corner for Grandview is going to be up and good for three. Knocking that one down, Natalie Rigatuso, her second three of the game. And BC will put it in and immediately be fouled. And all this action has happened and it's taken 3 seconds off the clock. Again, that quick trigger finger is really working. That is the fifth foul for Ella Larson. And so Ella's going to foul out of the game with exactly 52 seconds to go and wrap up the night with 8 points for Grandview. First free throw for Benedictine, up and in. Natalie Samarin hits the first one. One more shot, rattles around, she'll get them both. And it is 61-52. 44 seconds left. Grandview driving into the middle. A quick three, not even close. Goes out of bounds on the fly. Lady Ravens are going to have it back from deep in the backcourt. Benedictine coming into the game at 20-9 and 12-7. Going to have their 21st win of the season. For Grandview, they're going to go to the national tournament. There's no question. They're 24-6, for goodness sakes. 16-3. So a quick foul in the backcourt by the Lady Vikings and Kennedy Nicholson, who go to the other end. 35 seconds left in the game. Benedictine up 9. And Kennedy Nicholson, she just hit 2 free throws there just a minute ago. Going to be back up here again. 5 points for Kennedy. She looks it over. You talk about a player who's got thrown into the fire a little bit, and you know, you hear the term a lot of times, had to grow up pretty quickly. Well, that was certainly Kennedy, because she came in and she had to take over as a freshman at the point guard spot because of an injury to Allie Kramer. Here's a feed over to the right side. Granby with the basketball. 63-52 Benedictine, and we've got a little contact and a foul down low. So Nicholson, 4 of 4 at the free throw line with now 7 points. Back at the line for Grandview. Again, you're going to find Shannon Pisney. On its way, the free throw's good. One more shot coming up for your conference player of the week this week. This one is up. She'll hit that one, but even though she's had a boatload of points here in the fourth quarter, what, 2, 4, 6, 8 in the quarter, 14 in the game, but they have come when the outcome of this game was just pretty well decided and have been pretty inconsequential. And now immediately another foul by Grandview, and Benedictine will go back to the other end of the floor. Lady Ravens leading it now 63-54. And again, they foul Natalie Samarin. Her free throw is good. Natalie's a pretty good free throw shooter. 5 of 6 here tonight. That's not bad. Second one is up. That one's good. So 6 out of 7 at the free throw line, and the Ravens go up by 11 again, and we're going to get another timeout. They are getting every bit of mileage out of the final minute. Joseph, hang with us. 25 seconds to go in the ball game. Timeout of the court. Benedictine 65, Grandview 54.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
You know, this last minute has taken just almost, not quite forever, but almost. We've already seen 15 points scored in the last 35 seconds of play time. And as the ball comes in, we get another foul. And again, it's going to be Pisney at the free throw line. And you would expect her to hit a couple of more free throws here. But every time they have scored, Benedictine has answered. Lady Ravens leading it by 10 with 19 seconds left. This free throw is also good. Pisney has hit 8 in a row. After hitting 1 of her first 4, she's hit 8 in a row. And now Benedictine puts the ball in play in the backcourt. And Jacobs gets fouled back there. And with 15 seconds left, we again walk to the other end of the court. It is 65-56. 15 seconds left. But again, Grandview, they scrap, well coached, got a lot of talent. I mean, you don't go 24-6 without having some pretty good players and playing some pretty good basketball. Jacobs at the free throw line, throws it right in. Jennifer Jacobs gets her 4th point. One more shot. It is up. It is good. 67-56. Benedictine up 11 with 11 seconds to play. Here's a long 3. That's an air ball. And it goes out of bounds on a hop. And with 7 seconds left, Lady Raven fans behind the Benedictine bench are on their feet. Coach Greenway is going to empty her bench, bringing in 5 previously unseen players. 7 seconds to go, and the Lady Ravens are going to move on to second round play in the conference tournament on Saturday. The ball comes into the backcourt. I thought there was going to be a foul there. They're going to let Natalie Samarin roll it out. Final score tonight from Des Moines. The Benedict and Lady Ravens 67, Grandview 56. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
Good to have you back with us here on CARE Radio, where tonight the Benedict and Lady Ravens go on the road, avenge an earlier loss, and advance to the semifinals of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Basketball Tournament, coming away with an impressive 67-56 victory at the expense of Grandview. Welcome back, everybody. We talked about it a little while ago. Benedictine started off as a little shaky. You know, they got behind right out of the gate, 8-0, 3.5 minutes into the game, and couldn't score, and Grammy was hitting everything, and it looked like, wow, this might be a tough night. Coach Folsom took a timeout. His team made a couple of adjustments. They came back in, took a 1-point lead at the end of the opening quarter. They were up then, 11-10. Went on to lead by a dozen at the end of the half. Went to the end of the third quarter, leading by 16, and then were able to hold Grandview at arm's length to the end of the ballgame, winning it tonight 67-56. Let's recap the scoring in this one, shall we? For Benedict, well, let's do Grandview first. For Grandview, leading scorer, well, that's who you thought it would be, Shannon Pisney, but it's not how you thought it would be. She had four at the end of the half, six at the end of three quarters, but came in the fourth quarter to the free throw line and went 8-for-8, hit one more bucket, 10 fourth quarter points. So Shannon Pisney with 16 led Grandview. 12 points in the game also for McKenna Monahan. It drops very dramatically then to Ella Larson with 8. She fouled out in the last minute of the game. 6 apiece then for Jensen, Rigatuso, and Bain. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, cannot say enough about the play today of Aaliyah Raines. She was 7 of 10 shooting the basketball. She found a groove down the middle of the lane and was just able to outquick her defender to the rim. Got 19 points to lead BC. Natalie Samarin, 6 of 9 shooting. She was 6 of 7 at the free throw line. 18 points for Natalie. Allie Brzezowski with 9, but she fouled out with almost 7 minutes to play in the game. 7 apiece for both Kennedy Nicholson and Skylar Washington. It was Jennifer Jacobs with 5 and Twyla Carrasquillo with 2 for Benedictine. Lady Ravens 21-9 now. And Grandview goes to 24-7, and they are just waiting for a call to go to the national tournament. Lady Ravens will be playing again Saturday. We'll be keeping you up to speed here on CARE Radio where and against whom they are going to be playing. So we will try to keep you posted with all of that. Certainly want to thank you for having joined us here this evening on CARE Radio. Again, your final score, Lady Ravens in Des Moines, knock off Grandview, 67-56. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph, doing the magic, doing all the fantastic work back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio, Joseph, well done as always. Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedict and Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.